Let's call
the meeting to order. So we're going to hold off on reading the minutes until Carrie Lynn gets here. But in the meantime, let's talk about the art show, because I have something else I want to talk about, but I want to wait till Carrie Lynn gets here. So, okay, we made a few changes as far as I know. We are going to do all day Friday at the art show instead of just 4 to 8.
Oh.
So, Linda, I will need you to update this. And I think what we'll do is go from 10 to 5. Do you know what you're having on Friday night? So,
10 to 5?
Let's go 10 to 5 on Friday.
Probably the car show Friday night. Assuming that works for them.
Well, he doesn't know anything about it. He hasn't heard a
word. He's doing it, but somehow he kind of did this. So.
Yeah. He said he's going to go ahead and do it anyway, but I saw him at the store last night.
So when you get that updated, send it to me and I'll put it on again. The flyer.
And then same on Saturday, we'll still go 11 to 4.
This is the Highland Plain?
Uh-huh.
This is the art show part.
So I'm going to need helpers here. I'm going to set up a booth for Hale Theater. We're going to give away tickets. We're going to have drawings and give away tickets all during the
2 days.
2 days of the fling, yeah. And so that will be going on.
What day? What are the dates on?
The first and the second.
You are?
August 1st.
Will you be here to help us hang hard on Monday and Tuesday?
I will. I'm not leaving town until Wednesday.
Okay. Oh, good. That's what we need her for. We need her here for that.
Yes, we need her.
And the 29th.
Okay. And so we're hanging hard on
that'll be the end of July.
The first and the second Monday and Tuesday.
On Friday, I'm going to need everybody to take a shift, because I don't know, Linda, I'm worried about you. I don't want you to sit here all day Friday and all day Saturday. So
I don't get it.
So
what are you going to do, like 3 hour shifts?
I think two hour shifts would be okay, because that goes by pretty quick. 2 hour shift.
And starts at 10, so 10 to noon.
And I know it's a little bit off right now. I mean, it's still 2 months, so I don't know if you want to sign up yet or just keep it in the back of your mind.
Just keep those days open.
That we're going to need.
When? What time on the Monday and Tuesday?
Four to seven.
4 to 7, or however long it takes us to finish. Both days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it worked better to have you hanging the kids' art Monday as it came in, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to do so much on Tuesday.
So that'll be July 28th on then Monday?
The 29th. 28th and 29th. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Now, my goal is that this year I want to increase the numbers that we have, so I need everybody to get on board and advertise for me.
Okay.
And I will, as soon as Linda gets this updated, I will get you flyers, and she can, would you send, when you update it, would you send one to everybody on the board that
I don't share? I have information for everybody on the board, do I?
You should. I gave you a sheet one time.
Oh, dear.
One time. The bottom of my desk somewhere.
If you don't, I can get it to you.
Let's see. Contacts. Arts Council.
They'll be here.
I have all of them.
They can enter.
Kathy.
Oh, absolutely. Anybody.
Donna, Paige.
Enter.
Kelly. I don't know who that person is.
All I want to make sure is that they're hanging ready.
Carrie Lynn.
All right.
Yes. Okay, so who all in? Let me sure I've got
the whole list.
I've got it here, I think. I don't need more paper. Paper is piled up on my desk.
I do.
Okay. Let's make sure everybody. And then, Donna, can we get? We'll get something on the table over there.
Mm-hmm.
dirt. I don't have dirt.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you want to put some in the library. You could put some in maybe the kids section.
Yeah.
I'd really like to get more kids' art this year.
Okay. I'll check and see if we can, I'm sure we can hang one in both floors at Myers.
Yeah, that would be great.
Check my hand.
I can post it on our neighborhood website.
Oh, I can do that on our neighborhood website too.
That would be amazing.
Do you have
anything you can do?
Can she send a
screenshot?
Yeah.
A what?
It's a PDF.
Yeah, something that I can read.
Yeah,
so we can. Yeah, she'll turn that to
all of you. And I'm going to post it from the Arts Council. You can grab it from there, too. Can't you? From Facebook?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And then
I've been so many pages, I'm not, you know, different
right.
pages, I'm not sure I'm subscribed.
Like for Arts Council one? Okay.
I just found out like 3 of
them.
I checked a couple of Arts Council stuff.
There
you go. There's flyers in there.
Okay.
So,
what about, I wonder if Hobby and Robbie would love to stick one in.
They wouldn't, I don't think.
Oh, they won't. Okay.
Yeah.
Come in.
Hello.
So, anyway, it's coming. I think we have it down pretty good, but we don't need a whole bunch of planning for it. I think we have it down pretty good.
The thing that we need better clarity on is when the person is choosing their art media, whether it's oils or acrylics or whatever. So if somehow or another we could have a sign down there that says, you know, we need your name, we need your, even though it's on the sheet of paper, they come up here and then they come and yell at me, you put my painting in the wrong, you know, I'm not oil, I'm, you know.
I see a sign that
look at the back and I say, well, it says oil. Yeah. Well, I didn't do that.
We do need a sign that says
a name.
Well, we just wanted to say that, so the one we had trouble with was the drawing, and
I had a lady that we had her in oil and she was an acrylic, but the back of her sheet said oil. I mean, that end of the sheet said oil, so we put it in oil, and she went
through
it in oil, and she was, you know.
Where was it supposed to be? According to her, where was it supposed to be?
Is that what?
Acrylic.
It was acrylic.
Was it filled out by the person who accepted
it?
Yeah. So if they just, you know, when they're coming in, just say, please make sure you get the right median, you know, what you're doing, if you're a...
Well, and then we had the one that was upset because he had a drawing. What was that? It was
he was uphill. I almost decked him.
I was lucky. She pulled me away because I was ready.
I was so ready.
He cornered me.
I thought of fear. He was going to let him have it.
Well, he had a big pencil drawing, and he said a drawing in pencil is different than pen and ink.
Oh, that's right.
And so he wanted a complete...
His own category?
His own category, so he could be a winner. So we gave him the first place, and then he wanted to come and be on the board. And I said, no way.
Get out of here. Have a nice day.
So do we call it pen and ink and pencil?
Yeah.
Pencil, pen, and ink.
So we'll kind of figure all that stuff out.
Yeah.
And Linda can make some signs to
put in. Yeah, I still don't know what I'm writing on these signs. So their name, their medium.
You know, I mean, and sometimes the little kids, they don't circle whether or not they're preschool. If they're just a little more careful with filling out their forms, because we're the ones that get the heat. Yeah, I know.
But if you don't know how to handle them, you can just turn them over to someone who's got a little more military experience.
I'm sorry, I was only a staff sergeant and you were a major or something. Of course, I am married to a major, so watch out.
So, Elaine,
are you a big pencil?
Elaine, Becca is going to be your helper too.
Oh, okay, great.
And she'll be great. Yeah, she'll be great at helping.
Okay, she's tall.
Thank you.
She's tall.
I
I got
it.
Oh, boy.
Actually, got me picked my throat.
So that's Monday and Tuesday, the 28th
and 29th. And 4 to
7. Of July.
It's on the cap. Mm-hmm. It's on this. You don't have one of these.
And then I told them before you
came. It's on the website.
I told them that before you came, you need to... that they need to sign up for a share on Friday or Saturday, because we're going to do all day on Friday.
We have real good new shirts.
whatever.
Does it say what the...
Our legacy together, maybe? It's something along those lines.
About
150 years.
Yeah, it's going to have 150 years in it.
Oh. And that's what the theme of the art should be?
No, that's... We usually have that one category if people want to do something.
I don't even know if we're going to do that category.
Never get a whole lot.
Yeah. So they can do whatever they want.
Yeah. Yeah, for the art show, they need to
do it.
Yes, very much. But
I know.
I try to hear you.
Okay, so I'm a little bit worried about the parade, because we've always had Ellen's kids carry the banner. Since we don't have them, that means someone else to pick up that.
We usually walk right in front of our choir float.
It usually only takes... maybe two, maybe you'd want four, carrying the banner right in front of the choir.
How old do you want him? He's 13, okay? Age 13?
I think so.
I think I might be able to.
Four girls. You got four girls that could do it?
I think I'll ask.
Well, text me and tell me.
I will.
Do you want him wearing Highland Arts Council shirts?
Yes, and I have those downstairs.
Okay.
So I have the shirts.
We'll have a flyer
with all of our stuff that they can hand out along the route. So if two carry the banner, if we have four, that'd be great, I think.
And that would be then the 2nd July?
Yes, on Saturday. What time do they have to be here, Jack?
For the parade?
The parade will start at 9 a.m.
That's August 2nd.
Probably 7:30 if we open up stage.
I gave my neighbor your number today. Did he call you? It's Clyde Allen. Yeah. He wants a place in the parade.
Perfect.
Yeah. So,
everything.
I know, he does do everything. And he goes to everything. Well, sometimes it feels like that, I guess.
Everybody has their own things.
Availability
and priorities, and that happens to be one that I think is fun to be important. So, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to go ahead because Carolyn's not here.
Should I send her a reminder?
She knows. I just talked to her right before. So she's on her way. She said I'm going to be late. But I was hoping she'd get here quick. But
yeah.
Okay, so some exciting news. We've teamed up with the Historical Society to try to get us a building. And so last night we went before the City Council and got their
presentation.
It was really nice, wasn't it? She did a great job of doing that presentation. Her name's Claudia Sedwicks, and she's the Historical Society. And we got their approval to move forward, and so we're really, really excited. She and I have both been on the phone all day long today. We've been bombarded with calls. Donors.
Really?
To do fundraising.
Really? Yeah.
That's what Scott said.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is great.
It was amazing. People heard about it through, I don't know, I guess from the
council
meeting.
They heard from the proposal of the council meeting? Were there that many people at that council meeting?
There was a neighborhood, actually they're in my ward, that neighborhood, that were coming to do some street issues, and they were all there. So I don't know if that's how word got out, or I don't know, but we've both been on the phone. I started at 6:30 this morning.
Wow.
I know.
Wow, that's very good.
Things have opened up that we just...
So people are really fun.
Yeah, people are excited. They go, we need this, we want to help. Okay, this is what I need help with. Donna gave us the feasibility study. So we have that, and that's done, which is a big, big thing. And we have two options we're looking at, right? The first one is the Strasburg Church, because the church evidently is going to, at some point, relinquish that church. And
the red brick one?
The
red brick one,
where,
yes.
Where the YSA wards meet?
Do you know where Strasburg Park is? Yes.
That's also a mission home right now.
That's where all the YSA wards meet.
And it's a mission home. It's the mission home, too.
Yeah. It's a mission home, yeah.
Yeah, I think they've already moved
to
YSA.
What Scott said about that one is that might take like 4 or 5 years.
Well, we don't know. We've been talking to the... We've met with the church authorities for 2 or 3 times, I think, now. And what some people have told us, we don't know, because we're getting different stories. Whoever we talk to gets a little bit different. But evidently, somebody from the city, which I would think it was the Buellers, donated that ground to the church originally to build the church. So if they decided to do that, there's a possibility that they may donate it back to the city.
The church. Buellers donated it to the church, and the church might donate it back to the city. Okay.
And I just heard on the news yesterday that they just did that exact same thing up in West Jordan with a church, and they're building an art center.
Oh, really?
Same thing.
Same thing.
And so that gave me hope, because I thought, well, okay, they did one.
We've got a president here.
You never know.
Right.
It might work and it might not.
Yeah. Even that loft built across the street.
Yeah.
Seldom gets used.
The other option is the ground is just east of the city building, where they sell the trees.
Yeah, where they sell the trees.
Your Christmas tree down.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that would be, and it was my understanding that the city's okay with that, if that ends up being...
There wasn't an official decision, but it sounded like there was broad support on the council for something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On that land. And we all agree that
that's a good
thing. When we get the general plan update done sometime before the end of the year, that having a decision about what we want to do there is an important thing in that. So.
And they were pretty supportive about us doing the new building rather than Strasburg. Mm-hmm. They seem to be more
into the new
building a new building. We would have to do the fundraising to get the money. Mm-hmm. But after all the calls we've got today, we're going, okay, this could happen.
Wow.
We've had some big donors.
That's one
really?
Day after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had some big donors.
It was just last night.
That's awesome. Yeah. So if that works, okay, this is what I need your advice for.
Yes. Maybe?
I want your
input, and also I need to know if we did build the building, what would be your wants? you know, everybody, I want you to be thinking about how many people would you have to have in the concert hall? I mean, how many chairs would you have to be able to... When I get to you, tell me so I can write them all down. But, go ahead.
My announcement is that I'm actually probably not the person, because I've put in my letter of resignation.
Oh, no. You have not.
I do.
Are you retiring or what?
Kind of, yeah.
Do you want to join the Arts Council? Right?
I was thinking, you know, I can come back and do art classes with y'all.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Yes, there's a situation where I'm going to be having to do some caregiving in my family, and so I need to not be working full time. So
I get that. I get that.
I mean, I know a lot of you have been in that situation, so so I'll probably be here through the summer and then.
Well, that's the
new person can work with you on this project.
Have they even posted the job?
They're planning to post soon.
So I have not seen it posted yet.
I haven't seen it, but it's out imminently within the next week or two. I mean, a couple of days, I think. I think they're going to try to get up in the next couple of days. So.
Well, it will be really sad to lose you, but
sure.
You can just change titles.
Yeah.
I don't have to lose you.
Yeah. Right?
It would
be great just to have you.
So is this going to require you to move, or is your person you're paying for coming to you? Are you going to have to move? Or?
No. Well, we're still deciding that.
Yeah.
Whether we're going to actually move or not, or, yeah. So, yeah. A lot of things are just up in the air, but the one thing I know is I can't keep working full time. So.
Well, I will be really sad. That's sad news. Here I have all this good news. And
I know. I mean, that's kind of why I bought the cookies.
Oh.
And I do need to go. So, okay. But I will take these and I. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm sure that you will have input, so make sure that you get somebody we like.
I will. I've already been poking a few people saying, come fly. So
can I have one of those before you go?
Yeah.
Your sister's here.
Oh, right there. Okay, let's see.
Can I give her one of those?
Yeah. That's fine. Before I go, I'll make sure you have all the files about the usability study.
I don't need one. Someone else wants one. I don't send it to me digitally.
Oh, okay.
It's on a website. You can find it online.
Okay.
But I can send you the link to it.
Is it changed already?
Because she did ask me last night if I would sit down with her at
the website.
I did give them a
website. But is it changed since you emailed it to me today?
So she.
Okay.
I think I may have even more information that you might be interested in, like facts and figures and numbers and stuff, instead of just the pictures.
Yes, and we're going to be looking for, we want to set up the board, and we've been working on that today too. So we will need a lawyer. We will need
a real fast.
We will need a fundraiser and a grant writer and an architect. What else was it? I think that's...
This is for the building project.
For the building. And then she and I will have it head up the committee. And it just seems to be all falling in place where it never has before.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for the questions, too.
Bye.
I hope you're not about this yet. Or does she need to be caught up to speed?
Building. New building.
Getting a new building built.
Really
an art center.
We're really, it really is moving forward. I'm going, but you know, I mean, we're in the planning stages, so anything could happen. But we're optimistic this time.
They feel like it's going. And she's been, her phone's been hanging. They've been on the phone all day.
Yeah, we've had major fund people calling
to want to donate towards it.
So, and the two options for property is Strasburg Park building, but which belongs to the church, but they might donate it to the city.
Really?
Or the city building,
but not
where trees are at that level.
I think that's correct. It's got one of the libraries by the city hall.
Yeah, I think that means
it's makes sense. It's not somebody over here, somebody over there.
The only thing that I love about the Strasburg, I've been in the building and walked around it and stuff, and they have a stage already. It's one of the old churches where they used to build stages. Mm-hmm. And then it has the cultural hall, which is big. And then there's a ton of classrooms all the way around that thing. I'm going, oh, can you imagine how many classes we could, you know, my brain was going.
If you built a new building, you could set it up that same way, but you could build a theater that's
big enough. We also need to incorporate a lot of things in it. There'll be the Arts Council. There'll be the Historical Society. They want a museum. We want to have an art gallery. And there'll be the senior citizen, a place for senior citizens, which is awesome because right now we just don't have the space to have them.
So what do you mean by, what do you mean you plan on having activities for them and lunch and that kind of thing?
We would have to have to choose a person to head it up. I mean, I don't want to take on one.
No, you don't. One more thing, but yeah.
But, we could. I've had over the years several people call me and say, "I want to set up a senior citizen
thing,"
and I've just never been able to say, "Yeah, let's do it." Because
that sounds so great.
There's no space.
I think if you get a new building, because the theater, the way you'd have to have it set up to really have it be good, because the old church theaters just are not really
So that's true.
But it, you know, you could set it up the same way with a nice theater. Turns all the way around, you know, even a recital hall on the other side or whatever.
So what this building? Well, I don't know. I mean, that's not my decision. I don't know.
I was going to say, could they make this the senior center? And then I guess it's too many stairs.
I mean, there's a lot of options, and that's what I would like to do is get your input real quick of any ideas that you think.
I think there's enough events in the community that this building would still get used all the time, as well as that one.
Because it serves the community
right.
Okay. I can tell you, we would need an audience of 300 to 600 people. I don't know if a theater seating 800 is the size of Timberline's theater. 300 to 600.
How many do you usually have?
And we're doing 4 to 6 performances a year.
Well, we do 2 shows. So.
Yeah.
Does that help?
It was
so we've already decided as a choir we're going to do 2 every other season.
Okay.
Of our own.
Perfect.
I think
hopefully on a Friday, or hopefully on a Saturday and a Monday.
Choir Lawrence. Okay. Carrie Lynn, how many do you have at your?
Well, we do 2 shows. And sometimes they're both sold out, so that's 500 at each show. But you know,
at each show.
But a theater that seats 600 or 700, I think, is a really good size. Even if it was 550 or something like that,
okay.
I think anywhere between 600 and 700. 600 would be great.
I would think 600.
How many do you think John Pugh has?
I'm gonna guess about the same.
Yeah, at his.
The Covey Center, or the place, the Orem Theater where he's been performing, I think it seats 500. I know Mount Ridge is 500.
This was John.
Not this year, but the new one, the library, the library, the Orem Library.
They have his concert. I don't know. He may not. He may want to stay with what he's got because he does really well. Down at that end of
the county.
Yeah, he does do well.
For me, I just, you know, the things that we would need, I need to have a room that has really good acoustics like this one for rehearsals. You know, these vaulted ceilings and the wood and the windows, the chairs, the grand piano, and just the space is really important for choral. Sometimes, like, you get in a hall like a gym, and you just don't have the acoustics in there like you would in a place like this.
How would it be if we had this building and the practices for our choirs could be on this stage?
Well, if they build a building, then they can build a building. But the other thing that I just want to throw out there that's probably up high in the sky, but we don't have a recital hall in Utah County, so there's theaters, which is great, but recital halls are like buildings that are built, like the Eccles, with lots of wood and glass so that you don't even have to mic. It's like, where did you go sing up at the church?
Up in the Tabernacle?
Not the Tabernacle. Did you sing in Assembly Hall? Where did you guys sing?
No, we just sang in the Tabernacle.
The Old Tabernacle.
The Old Tabernacle.
Yeah. So it's the acoustics are built in there so that it's really ringy. Theaters that they build now, they build them to be dead so that it's all mic'd. But for choirs, it's not a great thing. So the older, like the old junior high is a little better for us because of all the wood and glass, and this room is really fun. But if we were building a building, it would be kind of cool to have a recital hall. Have you been to any choir concerts at UVU or BYU and any places? UVU with all that wood, and it just, the acoustics are so good. So if we were building something, it would be fun because that's right. That you can always mic. You right. can't go the other way, if that makes sense.
Right.
I don't know if that came out very well. But
okay.
I would vote for the recital hall.
Theater can still use it.
The theater can still use it, because you can always mic it, and you can do things to deaden the space by adding draperies and things like that on the side, but it's really hard to go backward.
You also have to deal with parking for that many.
Well, across the street, there's
where
a piece of
town
the mayor said.
It's not directly across the street, because it's to the south. And there's some property that we don't own any in between the two, but yes, there is it's in the ballpark of an acre that we purchased,
He said it might be a possibility.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think parking garage.
When we bought it, we had a dog park in mind. It was kind of the primary thing, but you had talked about plans for an underground parking here.
Mm-hmm.
And any place that's going to be that's going to be designed for seniors, I think underground parking would be, if you can swing it, if you can afford it, because it makes it really usable all year long, rather than in the wintertime.
Well, and that would be awesome. It just depends on.
Yes, it's a lot more expensive.
Yeah, it's a lot more expensive, and that's to the cost of it. Yeah, but that would be amazing to have it that way. Yeah, I agree. But yeah, hopefully somebody's going to step forward. That we're also talking to Larry Miller Foundation, so we'll see. I was thinking too, we could have a quilt show.
Yes, that's actually
what you were thinking.
Wanted to do a quilt show, and also to do some sewing type lessons for kids.
We need a space for 50 ladies and their sewing stuff. We could even buy sewing machines and they wouldn't have to haul.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, we're really
good. I know, I'm asking you now.
Might as well. Well, Joanne was just selling all of their stuff. You could get a coupon. If you're over 65, you could write in and get a coupon and go pick up a sewing machine for $10.
Wow.
But
they're closed up now.
Yeah, they're closed.
The 30th was their last day.
Yeah.
Do you have any suggestions?
For what?
Anything.
For the building.
For the building.
Just like Carol said, just want a room where, there's plugs and things were,
things
get together with, in January, we had 65 women in here, one of the programs we had, and so just, it's been great, but maybe closer where we have some availability for providing for luncheons and stuff like that, maybe a small
kitchen. I have that on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen and bathrooms,
Bathrooms would be nice. And some storage where, each group would have a locker space where, we could, downstairs, okay, but just,
If we were going to do like sewing camps, for kids, we'd want it to be secure and, locked up so other people couldn't get into it. So some of the rooms would have to lock away,
And we talked about, too, having
women, an older, our sewing group retreat. And so you'd come each day and you'd have 5 days that you were going to come and work on something, mm-hmm. be able to lock up your sewing machines and materials.
And that would be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish we were to that point.
You know what, we're at a good point, though. This is kind of this exciting,
this
very
is
exciting.
The most I've ever been excited mm-hmm. that it might happen. Because before, when we've done it, I've been thinking, oh, it's not going to work, yeah. But this time I feel like we've got so much support behind us that we can make it happen. Okay.
I support all of it. I can't think of more. I mean, yeah. And there's a possibility I might go back to teaching guitar, group guitar lessons, because I'm probably just going to do one more year in high school.
See, there's lots of stuff like that. The ukulele guy just called me and set up to do his ukulele festival.
Oh, really?
This year, and he didn't do it last year, so...
When is he going to do that?
I think it's October. It's either September or October. I can't remember the date, but he's really good, and that's so fun. He brings in, like, he brought in over at the park a big trailer with ukuleles in for sale, and it was really fun. He does it for the whole day on a Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we have a ukulele class at the high school. We'll have to spread the word.
Yeah. He's good. I don't know if you've heard him play, but he's good.
I know who he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he plays the ukulele and sings. He's good. Okay. Do you have any? Linda, I don't want to leave you out. Sorry.
Not really. I mean, it depends on how many stories there are, I guess. I mean, levels.
Yeah.
Because
I know we're not going to do a craft show.
I know that. I didn't want to do last year, so.
We're
not doing that again.
No, we're not doing that again.
Kind of
like the kids camp we did that year.
Yeah, we're not doing that. The QR. Okay, no, not doing that. College visual arts people. I don't know. Sometimes, if there is something with a second floor, we have trouble getting up the stairs.
Got to have an elevator, you're saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something different.
I would think they would have to anyway if they're seniors in the building.
Pleasant Grove doesn't have that. Theirs is all on one level.
Pleasant Grove Hale Center Theater or what?
No, Pleasant Grove Senior Citizen.
Oh, okay.
It's all on one level. And that's fine if we're going to have all the senior activities on one level. But if they're going to be on, if we're not going to the church and we have two levels, we got to have a way for seniors to get those stairs up. I'm fast approaching that stage.
I don't know. Like I say, we haven't gotten that far yet. But in my mind, I'm thinking on one level.
If you're talking about building it on that city land, that's only 1.66 acres.
Yeah,
so we may
have to do multiple stories.
You're going to have to make some really hard choices about what you want to put in if it's on one.
Okay, well, I have a 25 square foot home on one level.
25,
more
than 25, I hope.
What's 500? Okay.
25 square feet,
not very big.
And
she
right.
On the first floor.
Okay. Yeah.
So, the thing about the church is too. I mean, there might be an option there to build a theater inside Next. Where that space is. I mean, that's just another idea.
Yeah.
To actually build a theater or a recital hall in there, and you'd have to redo that whole space in there.
Yeah.
There would be
some remodeling, but. Yeah,
we definitely have history. Because you'd need raised seats, and then you need to bring in enough, you know,
yeah.
Then you need a sound system and lighting and all that kind of stuff. But that's just another thought.
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, what it is.
And
maybe we don't do concerts there, and it's, you know,
maybe it's more of a recital hall.
And then we still are going wherever we're going for concerts, but we can rehearse in there or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just this space is so great for choirs because of the vault and the
But we sound so different when we go anywhere else.
Yeah, it's true.
When we go in here.
Yeah. that's true.
Better or worse?
Different. Like, I don't know.
Well, when you go into a dead theater,
a dead
then
theater?
You have to be mic'd. Yeah.
As opposed to a live one.
As opposed to a this room has, you can hear that kind of echo. It's a live
sound. It's definitely echoier.
If you went into a recital hall, it would probably sound very similar as in here. But when you go into a theater that's made to not have that reverberation, and then you have to mic it, so you're getting a synthetic
sound.
Yeah. It's very different, yeah. But yeah, having a recital hall would be so dreamy.
Okay.
Even if it's that 500 people, that's not a huge place.
Well, yeah. And we, like I said, we have to share with the Historical Society. Yeah.
Have you gone down to the Library Theater in Orem? You should take a tour down there, unless you've already done it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Because they have
the Orem Library.
The new theater that they have, and they have classrooms all the way around it too. It's kind of cool.
I think once we put the board together,
then you'll do some research.
Then we can maybe go do some field trips and look at some other places. I've heard that Springville's is really good, and West Jordan. There's one up there that they say is fantastic.
The Viridian Center.
Yeah.
So fun.
You know, that's.
Then I'm just wondering, would Tom Holden want to do anything? Because he has done the library in Orem, and he's done the library at EDU.
Yeah,
that'd
be cool.
Let me tell you who I have on my radar. We need an attorney, and I have three names so far that people have given me, and one is Pat Hendrickson. I don't know if anybody knows him. Larry Baycock, he used to live in Highland over the golf course, but he now lives in Alpine. But he and his wife are very interested in
community
stuff, yeah. And Steve Johnson, who's a retired, I guess he was on the city council at one point, and he's a retired attorney. So those are the three I have for that. I don't have anybody for a treasurer, and I don't know if Glade would.
It's pretty overwhelmed, but he's also thinking of retiring, so.
Well, you know.
It just depends on the date.
One day it's like 2 weeks. Well, if he's not interested, maybe he knows somebody. You know, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Now I've got Tom Holden on my radar. I have a fundraiser, and her last, I only know her last name, and her name's Pay, P-E-A-Y, and she fundraised for the high school football team, and they said she did a fantastic job. They said
is it Gina?
I don't know.
I know
you should pay, but I need to find out.
You should put my friend on there too, because he's a professional fundraiser.
Okay, who is he?
His name's David Driggs, and he fundraises specifically often for theaters, and he also works with stage is saying he works with city governments and arts councils and helps.
Wow. He's so
really knows how to contact info.
It's like
you are amazing.
Yeah,
who is this?
David Driggs.
See, that's what he does professionally. He's really, really good at it.
What do you volunteer what he does professionally?
No, he takes a portion, but I'm telling you, it's worth it because they know what they're doing.
We may have to do that because, like, when you can find grant writers.
He helped put the Orem Library one together. I know he did Leofona's Slide for the theater.
Awesome.
He's done theaters all over the place. In fact, I think he worked on The Hail. But he helps people fundraise, and he helps governments and arts councils and things like that know how to navigate that. I'll send you his contact info.
Okay. I have something off the subject a little bit. I really.
Let's stay on the subject.
Well, I thought the senior citizen things.
Okay, but I want to go through this list of names first.
Okay.
Thinking of the board. So I need an architect. Does anybody know an architect?
In my next life. the word have to drop. Maybe maybe this Driggs person might know us.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I have three names: Brian Braithwaite, Ed Dennis, and Jesse Schoenfeld. Are all on my radar.
For what?
For architects.
No,
they're just on my radar to maybe be on the board or be a helper or something like that.
Jessie's not been too well.
Well, I didn't know about that. So
she's been in the hospital quite a bit.
So she may not be able to.
Yeah, I mean, you could ask her if that's fine.
Yeah, okay, that's good to know.
She's neighboring.
Okay. Doug, have you got any suggestions?
I don't know
ideas.
How he has timelines, but I would not leave Scott off of this.
Scott can ask. I was thinking about him, too. He's the one that donated for the piano, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
Claudia said there was someone. Who did she say? She was saying another, some other person who's an artist.
Oh, she's working with...
Dennis Smith.
And we did talk to that person today because he has a marketer that markets his artwork. They're the ones that put us in touch with one of the donors, and it was a good one. It was a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
And we have talked to them.
Okay.
Yeah, we have talked to them. Anything?
No other folks come to mind.
You don't want to get out your hammer and saw?
Y'all don't want me to get out my hammer and saw. I may think something, it was really good that it was only chickens that were going to live in it.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, Becca, you got any ideas?
Just kind of piggybacking off of Linda's, but my first thought, she already kind of covered them, but accessibility, like maybe ramps and railings, especially catering to the audience that we're going to have.
We generally have an older audience.
Yeah, well, legally you do have to have ramps, which I was really happy to see that they brought the rails in.
Saw those out there. I was excited.
I know. I was
thinking of trying to pull in your sewing machines.
So yeah, I was really excited to see they brought the rails over. At least that's a start. Yay! Mm-hmm. Yay!
Yeah.
Okay. I do others.
Well, I'm looking in my phone right now for an architect because I might have a contact for that.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
If you do, text it to me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so if later you think of anything, just text me. Tell me.
Okay.
Whatever it is. Because we're going to pull together a board here fast as we can.
What are you thinking time frame-wise?
Well, we need to get going on it. We've outgrown this space. We just have.
Because there's so many other groups that would like to be doing
I turn away at least one or two people a week that want to do
that. That want to do it, yeah.
And
I think it's so.
There's just no time to put them in here to do it.
Mm-hmm. Especially, all the private teachers that are needing a recital.
And then people start calling me about all the, as soon as the school's out, I get bombarded with calls from parents wanting stuff for their kids. And.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could just expand so much if we have the space.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that big owners are interested now.
Do it while they're interested.
Reel them in and get them in the basket while they're still.
Yeah.
If we had a really neat recital hall, it would be so great for all these local recitals, for everything, to use it for everything. It would be so amazing because there's not a single recital hall in Tarrant County. Everybody goes north.
Okay, I have that on my list.
It's
good.
Even for local piano teachers and things like that, or vocal recitals.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so much better because even for theater, like what Heidi's doing here, to not have to mic everybody, do you know what I mean? Because you have a light sound, you can have a raw sound.
She's doing it to play in here,
mm-hmm.
right, because of that?
Yeah.
Well, she's doing it because they can.
Because they can.
Anyway,
she's excited about this space, actually.
I haven't met her yet.
And well, I thought she was coming tonight, but she's also doing a production at UBU right now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she's pretty buried, but she's awesomely amazing. And yeah, she's professional. She's so good. I watched her at those tryouts, and I went, okay, this is this woman. Yeah, she's professional. She's got it. And it's going to be really good. And she's going to do, the kids are going to be running around. I mean, she's going to have chairs all the way around, and then they're going to be in and out.
What, when is the play going to be?
It's July the 11th and 12th.
The website.
And Carrie Lynn, what did Ellie what part did they give her?
She's the witch.
Okay. That's the main part. That's the main character.
Yeah.
Daughter is?
Yeah, she's really, really
Who?
Good.
Your daughter?
She opened her mouth to sing and we all went, oh.
I know, she's
yeah,
really
she
good.
Is.
Good.
Yeah, she's really good.
She's setting voice with one of my advanced students, and so it's been really
helpful. My little granddaughter's in there too, so
yeah,
we're excited.
How fun.
Yeah, Kenny, yeah, Kenny's going to be the stepmother, the stepmom.
So, who is?
Kenny, she's
the
granddaughter. Oh yeah, she did.
Yeah.
And so she's excited. So it's going to be really good, and they need a good turnout. She has a plan. She wants to do some adult plays, and one of the ones she wants to do right away is called The Quilters.
Oh yeah, we saw that. That was cute.
It's darling. It's it's just these five ladies. I think there's five, and they are sitting around quilting and telling stories and singing songs, and it's adorable. Mm-hmm. It's adorable, and we thought we could use the quilt yard and have quilts, you know. We might even have a giveaway, or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. How many people came to the audition?
There ended up being 24 cast members, and actually there's only 21 parts. But she can use the extras.
Okay.
So we were hoping that maybe a couple more would come, but I think we're there.
Okay.
I think so. I think 24.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a good turnout. Yeah. I thought it was
really good. You have some talented kids.
You what?
There's some talented kids.
There's some really talented, and you could tell which ones were in Carrie Lynn's choir. They started singing.
Oh, they were
Carrie Lynn's students.
I do have an architect contact for you.
Oh, good.
If I can forward that, David Barker is his name. He runs the UVU program, and he has built a lot of the temples. He's an incredible.
What's his name? Barker?
Yeah. I took 1 year of architecture. I was in his class, and so I have his number. He's great.
And you'll send that to me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, because that's one we didn't have anybody for. Okay, that's awesome. Okay.
I got through. That's great.
Yeah.
Exciting.
No, we're not done. We haven't gone around the circle yet.
We're just talking about this so far.
You're trying to go home, aren't you? Okay, let's just go around the circle and tell what's going on.
Okay, well, after we had a board meeting after our concert, which was really, really well and well attended. And we've decided from now on we'll do two performances every season of our own, trying to do a Saturday and a Monday. Because we'll probably not have the energy to do a Friday and a Saturday. So that's our goal. If we can get it.
The concert was amazing. You guys, I don't know if any of you got to it.
And then that's really a lot of, I think we could easily do two.
Yeah.
Because people can't always make it to the one that we're doing.
So cute. They came down off the stage and went up the aisle singing.
And that was the time I was thinking about spaces and singing. And when we were doing that out in the auditorium, I could totally hear myself singing better than I could up on the stage. Is that why? Because I was down in there.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
It was
hard to sing in
okay.
the space.
Did you ever end up doing anything with the TSO?
Mm-mm. This is what happened. We told them no. And then we tried to get it, partially because we are committed to do with the American Folk Symphony. Okay, so we always do a concert with them. So we're doing, so December, we have two concerts of our own, plus the American Folk Symphony, and we have been invited by Jenny Oakes Baker to be a part of her celebration in Abravanel Hall on December 23rd. And we said yes. So,
well, that's Abravanel
Hall
cool.
is another great example
of good.
Abravanel Hall.
December 23rd.
So we were glad we'd said no, because we're really
over
now. You know?
That's going to be
yeah. Oh, we're going to start in August.
Yeah.
What day?
23rd is the Jenny Oakes Baker. You can
how
Google
do you
it.
Spell that name of that hall? I've been there, but I don't know how to spell it.
I don't know how to spell it.
A-B-R-A-V-V-A-N-A-L.
I think it's anything.
Something like that.
Okay. But you can Google the Jenny Oakes Baker Drive the World, and it's going to have like BYU ballroom dancers and Celtic.
On December 3rd?
Answers on December 23rd, just that day.
December 23rd.
And the only practice we're having is that day, like from 12:30 till we perform. So,
yes. I don't think you'll be able to give tickets to that.
No. I don't know if there's a cost for tickets. It's either very little or it might be free for that. But you're going to have to get tickets, mm-hmm. you know.
And get on it.
Right. Yeah. I know that it's a non-profit organization, so. I would Google it. Google Jenny Oakes Baker Joy to the World, and you'll find everything.
Oh, Joy to the World.
Joy to the World is the name of her Joy to the World celebration, I think is what it's called.
I want to go to
yeah,
that.
I'm pretty
That's
excited.
Be amazing.
We're excited as a choir to have that opportunity. And we'll be on all their advertising, so. Our choir will be, you know.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool.
That's a big thing. That's
it
a
is.
Big, huge thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I think that's about it. For December, we always do our one fundraiser is a silent auction. And we decided we would do the silent auction on our Saturday concert, which means, to me, I'm thinking, Monday's going to be awesome. We'll have already performed. We don't have to do a silent auction. We can just have fun. You know, if we're doing the two concerts, we won't try to do a silent auction at both. So. That's where we're at, I think.
That's very cool.
Okay, how about the quilt pillow?
So we are meeting on June.
Let me grab this, sorry.
We are meeting on June 20th for our next quilt guild, but we won't be having July. We'll cancel that. The room was needed by somebody.
The theater.
The theater was using it in July.
What day
is
it?
That's right, of July.
Right. In July? This was...
It's the same day that they wanted to do a performance.
Yeah, it was on July 18th.
They changed the performance.
We
changed the performance.
Oh, you did?
But was there something else? Let me double check when I get home.
Okay, so we
might
have...
On the 18th, I think, though. What is it now?
That's why.
What is the performance now?
There was something, I think.
And they're doing like poses on the 11th or 12th.
But I think we have something on the 18th. We talked.
Okay, so hold. We don't know. Hold, because I'm holding too. We don't know. But anyway, July is a maybe.
Okay. But you're trying to, if you can, do your normal July.
If we, yeah.
I'm putting a question mark on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But if we could find out before June 20th, that would be good. So I could tell
everybody.
Exactly.
So your next one is June 20th.
June 20th.
That's on here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's got it right. And I like this. I like the way you've done this.
Well, we didn't have all the repetitive things, so I just did it differently.
Yeah.
Oh, right. And that's
Donna said she liked it better that way, too.
Who? Yeah.
Donna.
Just saying.
I like it better than the camera.
I like it better this
way. Well, depends on what I've got going. You know, if we have things that are happening every day and every week, you know,
then
I don't.
But you could do,
so
like, you know, so-and-so's here, choir, or Tuesdays on the, you know.
Yeah, I can change it up
you
a little bit.
Maybe.
I run out of room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that's all I've got.
I don't really have anything. We finished up. It was so fun. It was a great season.
It was. Your concert was amazing, too.
It was so fun.
Those kids are so cute.
So good.
Yeah.
Would you do more concerts if you had a hall, or would you still do the two like you do now?
I don't think I would try and do more with kids just because...
Or would you try to do fewer if you could get more people in the audience?
I don't know. I kind of like the way we're doing it right now.
Because you have options. People
they have options. Honestly, the afternoon show ends up being the biggest show. There's a lot of seniors that like to come to the afternoon show. But it's kind of fun for us to get to do it twice, and mm-hmm. I like the little smaller hall. The acoustics in there, because it's an old building in the wood. It's really good. It's not as good as it would be in a recital hall. Right. So, but it's a decent theater. It's kind of old fashioned, but I don't mind it. So we started doing registration for fall, and I'm just right now mostly trying to clean my house and get the laundry cut up. I'm July. I'm going to try to put a board together this year because I've never had one, and see if I can bump up a few things and maybe take some things off my plate.
Because
I'm feeling a little overwhelmed.
That's been huge for me, having passed out some of those duties.
Yeah, maybe we'll get together and chat. I do a big community Christmas carol celebration that's sponsored by our stake but is community-wide, and they just asked me to do another one for Palm Sunday. So, and I love it, but it's a lot. So I'm trying to figure out how to get a little, I think if I had a board, it would really make a big difference.
Yeah.
And then, so that's kind of where I'm at.
I think we need to expand our board, too. I think we need to get alternates for under each person. Yeah. So. Yeah. But that's something we'll talk about.
It's a good idea. I'm just ready for the art show.
Are you ready? Are you ready? It's going to be fun.
Yep.
You promise not to punch anybody's lights out, right?
If they get in my way, I will.
I didn't hear that one. I would have to.
Me too. It says
legacy. It's a three word, and I'm almost sure legacy was in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our legacy together.
Yeah.
And then with the subtitle, 150 years.
Yeah. It's only going to be a 3-day event rather than a whole week event.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's great.
So what is it? Friday, Saturday?
It'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
What's on Thursday?
Everything else. Thing is the kickoff dinner, I think, for Thursday. And it'll be a little bit different than it has been in the recent past, because even though there, it's shorter, there will be more things kind of grouped together at each location, each of the days. So that if you can come and do lots of things rather than have to go to this part of the city and then run over there and then grow over the, if you want to do multiple things any given day.
Right. That's good, pulling them all together.
So,
yeah.
So when we said 28th and 29th, 4-7, that's when I can be helpful. Or was there another date that I missed? Because I came in right at that time.
Friday and Saturday, I could use.
Sorry, I keep saying June. I crossed it out because I thought you were.
Friday, well, there's actually 4 days, because there's the 2 days of collecting the art and setting it all up, and then there's the 2 days running the show, right?
Yeah. Well, there's Thursday night we have the artist reception.
There's 5, so you just write it.
Yeah, for us. Yeah. Tuesday, but Thursday, it's only open to the public on Friday and Saturday.
Okay. But we have things.
To get it ready, get it set up.
Okay.
And it takes that much time.
It does.
Wednesday, it takes all day to get the ribbons
hung. Oh, yeah, the ribbons hung.
And that's huge. And I've got to order those ribbons.
Oh, yeah, please.
They're in the back of my car, and they've been there for a month.
Oh.
So, okay. You got anything?
I'm just support. Good.
Whatever. Well, we need you to hang the art.
Yep.
Well, we've got four.
I'm planning on it. And I'm sorry I wasn't able to help with the choir concert. My son got married, so.
Well,
I was trying to get Raven and do rentals and in. It's amazing. Like, my daughter got married 2 weeks after my concert, too, and it was just like.
Yeah.
Well, I get that.
Well, it's such a hard time.
I hear it's called now being called Maysember.
What?
Maysember. Oh, that is December.
Maysember.
Yeah, I like that.
That's my husband saying, if people's actually coined that. for you, Mason.
Because
Mason's so pretty.
It would be really fun to have a May concert called Mason.
That's cute.
I know, I do too.
That's
cute.
That's
cute. Make a note of that. Okay. Linda, what do you want to
say? My class is over for the summer.
I know. No.
You look so happy.
You don't want to do an art workshop?
No, no. I got to find my art room. It's just piled. Oh, I got to go home and clean that up someday. No, I have nothing. I'm always ready for next week, next September. I've already given my September showing.
Okay. I need to make sure that you have all sent in your calendaring to Shelley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Shelley from Visual Arts.
Shelley from the city.
And
I think I have.
Need to make sure that you have it, that you have it correctly, because she will be, if she schedules somebody else sometime. Mm-hmm. On top of you, then you're just out of luck.
I sent it in to her already, but I do need to have it. Those two Saturdays I always get, and I forgot to do that. So those mornings, you know, that we do the cleaning rehearsal. So
you and I talked about all the days I needed, and I think you got it on there. So.
Sorry,
I mean, I sent her the original thing, and you and I talked about
we had some medical issues, but normally
the 20th is your top. So I was
already
because I felt good. So basically, we needed all of them. And I looked at the calendar and we are booked all of them.
Excuse me.
Okay, we're good. Good.
The only other thought I had, and this is up there.
Okay.
For the senior citizens part of this new building, one thing they did at Pleasant Grove is they have law students come in once a week and can help the seniors with legal problems, how to fill out a will or something. I thought that was really good.
That is good. We do that at the friends or at the
at
support group. She brings in twice a year.
So you might this was every month. Every month they did it.
Okay. Well, she has us come twice a year, I think, and talk about that. She also has her.
Well, they don't talk, and they sit down with you and help you
do this. Okay.
Or accounting help,
That's good to know.
Yeah.
She does bring in Medicare and all of the things, and in the fall she brings in a nurse to do the flu shots and all of that stuff. She's awesome. Okay, you got anything for us?
The only three things I've got is one, just reiterating what a great job the Historical Society and the Arts Council did last night with their presentation about things, and everybody's really excited about it.
Good.
Two, this is budget month. So June 17th is when all of the budget gets approved. If there's anyone who just can't stand to miss details about the city budget, you want to be sure to be there.
Are we in the budget this year? Are we in there?
I think it's the same. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it the same?
And then the one thing that truly may be of interest and would like people to think about and kind of talk out about is that this is the week for filing for candidates.
For candidates.
We have two city council seats and one mayoral seat in the city, but the one that I really want to talk about is with the new school district. This is the first year that we're having elections for the board, and last I heard there was only one candidate. For the new school district board. It is not anything related to the city, but it's certainly related to this area. So if you know anybody who is involved with schools, knows about schools, might be interested, please let them know and suggest to them that they think about running, because 5 o'clock Friday is the deadline for all
the
running this Friday.
Yeah. I had a problem with the city. They had a tree that was down, and after a month I cut it up and took pictures of it, hauled it away, and I gave them a bill for $20. They never paid.
That's terrible.
Probably send it to the wrong person.
Bring it to the office.
Oh, okay.
So, Julie, we want to make sure that this, the initial board for the school district, we have really good people on, because they're going to be making a lot of decisions and setting up the district and things that really will have a huge effect for just decades going forward. So if you know anybody who would be good, please mention it to them so that they think about it.
Who's leaving on city council besides the mayor?
I have not checked today to see who's running, who has filed today. And as of last night, we only had 5 people who had filed to run. Scott Smith and Ron Campbell are running for essentially re-election. Ron was appointed the first time, so this would be the first time he'd be elected. But and Wes Warren and Liz Rice have also filed for their council seats. And Brittany Bills has filed for the mayoral seat because Kirk is not.
What about you? You left me about.
My seat continues for another 2 years.
Oh, okay. So. You're going.
Wait. John, are we
No, I'm
here?
Very pleased that I am not
having to deal with that.
Absolutely.
What about the parade? See how cool
how
it is.
It's going with that.
Doing well. I should have. I got some email out. But on my list for tonight is to send the to everybody who has been there in the past.
And I think I got it. You switched back to me because the other person quit. But I've got another person that I think is running our committee. But it's still me at the moment.
Okay.
We have great
registration
for the art camps.
They're going to be running.
I
think you're going to be retiring. I'll get somebody to help me. No, you need to rest. You're just getting home Thursday. No, really.
Barker, because he is a, he may be interested in running the students as drafting options for the building. Because he has, he can do it himself, but also to raise some of those. And I'm concerned. Okay. Yeah.